Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. New information surfaces as New York City police hunt the gunman who shot and killed the United Healthcare CEO. CBS's Anna Schechter on what was found on ammunition at the scene.
There were words written seemingly with a Sharpie pen, and police are investigating whether those are related to how insurance companies, particularly United Healthcare, might have responded to claims requests for reimbursements or coverage.
The suspect was also seen on video near a Manhattan building before the shooting. Acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe tells Congress reforms are underway after the problems that were uncovered in the Trump assassination attempts. There were fireworks when Texas Republican Pat Fallon used a photo of a 9/11 remembrance event to accuse Rowe of putting agents out of their usual positions so he could be more visible.
You weren't listening for this
job. I
was
there to pay respect for a fallen member of this agency.
You endangered President Biden's life.
Congressman.
Vice President Harris's life. Did you have a radio with you?
Mr. Fallon, your time has expired.
Embattled Defense Secretary pick Pete Hegseth back on Capitol Hill to meet with GOP senators. He says about President-elect Trump.
He's behind us all the way. I spoke to him this morning.
Do you have the votes yet confirmed?
That's why we're here to meet with the senators.
The Justice Department indicates it will sue the city of Memphis if needed, as it calls for police reforms. Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark says it's the result of a long investigation.
We found that the police in Memphis use excessive force, that they stop, search, and arrest people unlawfully, that their policies have a discriminatory effect on black people, and that they discriminate against people with behavioral health disabilities.
Deep cold from the Midwest into the East with below normal temperatures and frigid wind chills. CBS News Philadelphia meteorologist Grant Gilmore says some places are seeing snow.
Over 59 million people will be impacted by the storm, getting the snow, especially some lake effect snow, 10 to 20 inches on top of some of the snow that has already fallen.
Well, there's a new leader when it comes to auto reliability.
Subaru pushing Toyota and Lexus out of the top spot in Consumer Reports reliability rankings. The study's author, Jake Fisher, saying Subaru doesn't add new technology until it's ready for prime time.
Subaru, they incrementally make them better.
Asian brands dominated the study. Domestic brands didn't do so well. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 114 points. The S&P and NASDAQ are higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Strong winds and light snow caused brief whiteout conditions yesterday with minimal accumulation. Temperatures will rise through the week, reaching near 50 on Sunday. City of Racine voters will consider a $1.5 million tax levy increase for the fire department April 1st. For homeowners with a $175,000 property, that would mean about a $54 annual cost increase. A Snapchat post led to the arrest of a 16-year-old student for having a gun at a Kenosha high school. The weapon inside Indian Trail was initially missed during a search. Police say it was hidden in a, quote, sensitive area. The Canadian Pacific Holiday Train returns to southeastern Wisconsin this weekend with stops in Sturtevant and Caledonia. The event, now in its 26th year, encourages donations for food pantries. Tex Reynolds Toys for Tots is hosting fundraisers at local establishments to support Racine kids in need this holiday season. The program collects and distributes toys. Those in need can register at the City Hall Annex through December 10th. And the Packers play tonight on WRJN. Pregame gets going at 5. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks' winning streak comes to an end. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Hawks 119-104. That snapped the Bucks' seven-game winning streak. The Hawks have now won five in a row. Doc Rivers said after playing the Pistons in Detroit the night before, the Bucks looked tired.
I thought we were dead-legged most of the game. You know, we didn't think well, which is a direct sign of fatigue. Our passes were really late.
College volleyball. Six players from the Badgers women's team named to the Big Ten All-Conference team. And for the second year in a row, the Badgers' Sarah Franklin named Big Ten Player of the Year. NFL, the Green Bay Packers on Thursday Night Football. Lucas Van Ness before boarding the team flight on what to expect from the Lions and the Packers.
We know it's going to be a physical brand of football. I think over there in Detroit and here in Green Bay, we're both two football teams that, you know, want to come out and play a physical brand of football and kind of just dominate you.
That's Packers defensive end Lucas Van Ness. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Beautiful today, with the sunshine making a return alongside breezy winds still. Gusting to around 30 miles per hour and high temperatures flirting with 30. Highs today will really feel more like teens. The cold weather has a grip on us tomorrow still, with a warm-up moving in this weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
Here comes Paul Harvey and the rest of the story, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into racinedisccenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center. Where you go before you go under the knife.
The rest of the story. Each and every Sunday, 15-year-old Eddie could be found on a certain street in Columbus, Ohio, in front of the Freyer Miller Company, his nose pressed against the glass, gazing inside in wide-eyed wonder. For you see, the Freyer Miller plant was open and operating 7 days a week, holidays included. And in those early years of this century, they were producing something most revolutionary, an automobile. The company was manufacturing only about one car a month and only one model, which Mr. Freyer himself had designed. And because he worked long hours pushing a broom Monday through Saturday, young Eddie made Sunday his special day to get down to Freyer Miller and watch and dream. Oh, how Eddie would love to be working in there building cars. But no matter how many times he told of his dream to others, the answer was always the same. Eddie should know better. There were plenty of people in line for a job who knew something about engineering. And the plant had all of the personnel they needed. Freyer Miller just wasn't hiring. One day, Eddie got up the nerve to go inside to approach Mr. Freyer himself. He seemed a pleasant man. He said he'd seen Eddie coming around about once a week on Sundays. Then the gentleman asked what was it that Eddie wanted. Eddie said, "I want to help build automobiles. Can I have a job?" But Mr. Freyer shook his head. He said, "I'm sorry, young fella. Freyer Miller's just not hiring." But this is the rest of the story. The following morning, Eddie did not report to his usual job. Instead, he went to Freyer Miller at 7 o'clock sharp. That would give him an hour and a half before Mr. Freyer arrived. The plant manager let Eddie in. "I'm the new boy," he announced. And then he asked where they kept the heavy floor brush and broom. The manager pointed to a corner of the machine shop. And Eddie went to work. It was the messiest, it was the most cluttered place that the youngster had ever seen. The benches were heaped with dirt and machine shavings, the floors about the same. By 8:30, when Mr. Freyer showed up, half of the shop was still dirty and disheveled and cluttered. The other half was shining, sparkling, eat off the floor clean. Mr. Freyer stood there for a long moment, and at last, much impressed by the incredible contrast, he broke into a broad grin and he said, "Young fella, you've got your job. Only not sweeping floors." Anybody that determined and conscientious ought to report to toolmaker Schwartz and help him make carburetors. Well, 15-year-old Eddie was going to be building automobiles after all. And so did two fledglings grow up together, Eddie and the automotive industry. The history of the industry hails him as an internationally renowned, world record-holding race car driver, a distinguished automotive engineer. American history honors him as so much more than that. But anyway, now you know how and where a lifelong love affair began between the seductive whir and purr of fine machinery and a small boy destined to make such a big difference, Eddie Rickenbacker. That is the rest of the story.
Oh, vintage Paul Harvey. You can hear Paul Harvey twice daily on WRJN. Once in the morning, weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen, and again with the rest of the story at 12:05 weekdays on the station giving you local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
I love you, but I wanna know for sure. So come on, hold me tight. I love you.
News and timeless hits.
Yeah.
Surfing today. What do you say, North Beach? You and me doing the gnarly waves, dude? Yeah, right. Me, I'll stick around by the fireplace and wait for the pregame for the Packers game tonight, which starts at 5 here on WRJN.
Hey, everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning.
For over 93 years, family-owned and operated Martin's Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin, has been serving the area with great selection, price, and service. Plus, they're one of the top commercial dealers in the area. So if you're looking for a new vehicle for the family or a new work truck, look no further than Martin Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove. Stop by and see one of their helpful salesmen or shop them online at martinsgarage.net.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits Monday through Friday. But don't forget, we're here all weekend, too. Hear the Capsule Countdown, Saturday mornings between 6 and 10 with Rick Johnson. Terry Hobble has Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Saturday from 10 to 2. And the Music of the Stars with Lou Regani, Sunday morning from 7 till noon. Something for everybody all weekend.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. If you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Nelson, he has been a traveling man on WRJN. Yeah, he's been to Oak Creek, Waukegan. The list goes on. Let's get you up to speed now on what's going on around the world and up your street with an update from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It'll start to warm up, getting to 50 this weekend. Strong winds combined with light snow made for some brief whiteout conditions yesterday, but accumulation was minimal. Temperatures will rise through today and tomorrow with highs near 50 on Sunday. On April 1st, voters in Racine will be presented with a referendum. No joke. It's seeking a $1.5 million increase in the city's tax levy for the fire department. The increase would mean an estimated additional cost of about $54 a year for the owners of a home valued at $175,000. The measure aims to secure necessary funding for the fire department operation. Kenosha police say the gun a 16-year-old had at school was hidden in a sensitive area. A Snapchat post led to the arrest of a 16-year-old student at Indian Trail High School for bringing a gun to campus Monday. Police initially failed to locate the weapon during a search at the school. It was later found concealed on the student during a jail search. The incident has prompted a review of safety protocols. The school doesn't currently have metal detectors. Racine County welcomes the Christmas choo-choo this weekend. A Canadian Pacific holiday train is making its much-anticipated return to southeastern Wisconsin, bringing festive cheer and live musical performances. There are two Racine County stops Saturday night. First in Sturtevant at 7. The train then moves on down the line to Caledonia for an event at 8:15. People are encouraged to bring donations for local...
Beautiful today, with the sunshine making a return alongside breezy winds still. Gusting to around 30 miles per hour and high temperatures flirting with 30. Highs today will really feel more like teens. The cold weather has a grip on us tomorrow still, with a warm-up moving in this weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 26 degrees at our studios.
Got a thing for Santa Claus, according to the Ronettes. Local news, timeless hits, and now Christmas classics too on WRJN.
Working my way back to you, babe, with a burning love inside. Yeah, I'm working my way back to you, babe, and the happiness that time I let it get away, playing every day. So in love with me, I played around
this little woman. I feel it's happened to me. And I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. I found myself phoning her at least 10 times a day.
Your typical British invasion band. It's the Zombies with a different sound. WRJN.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had turned the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. Well, no one told me about.
What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing.
Crimson and Clover and Hanky Panky, Tommy James on WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. A lot of basketball coming your way on WRJN. Tomorrow night, high school basketball. Case hosting Franklin. That tip-off is at 7 o'clock here on WRJN. And then Saturday, it's Marquette and the Badgers playing in Milwaukee. Both those games available here on WRJN.
Sunday, December 8th from 11 till 1, Kenosha Area Family and Aging Services Incorporated and X-Golf team up for the annual Holiday Toy Drive. Bring a new unwrapped toy and spread holiday cheer to local kids. Celebrate with Santa Claus, festive fun, food, drinks, and a swing on the cutting-edge golf simulators. Also, don't miss out on the X-Golf gift card sale, simulator package specials, and lesson package discounts. Learn more at xgolfkenosha.com and stop by the lounge off Highway 50 west of Green Bay Road. Sunday, December 8th from 11 till 1 at X-Golf.
Uma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Uma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Uma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Uma.
Nice. Find your business comm at uma.com/radio.
If fashion is your thing, eBay is it.
eBay's where I find all my favorites, from handbags to iconic streetwear, all authenticated. For real. This time, a little Supreme, some Gucci. I even have that vintage Prada on my watch list. That's why eBay's my go-to for all my go-tos. Yeah, eBay. The place for new, pre-loved, vintage, and rare fashion. eBay. Things people love.
The third day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Lee's Deli. Try signature subs like the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Or today's special, the 6-inch or 9-inch Meatball Bomber. It's a meal fit for a king with premium fresh ingredients that will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. See why they've been named the best of Racine. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $20 gift certificate for just $10. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central Heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1500 watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Timeless Hits on WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus, and whenever I see your smiling face, wonder what I did wrong now.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you. Yes, I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it will grow stronger every day. Times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you, and I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science books. Don't know much about the French accent.
Song to sing when I want. No.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Dan Marcus's Wax Museum underway. I always thought these guys sounded like a bar band. It's the Animals.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel. I'm Steve Kathan. Deny, defend, and depose. Officials say those words were found on ammunition at the scene of yesterday's fatal shooting of the UnitedHealthcare CEO in New York City. They echo a phrase used to describe insurer tactics to avoid paying claims. CBS's Jared Hill says it's the latest twist in the intense manhunt.
CBS News law enforcement contributor Rodney Harrison says the suspect is experienced with a gun.
Just take a look at his stance and how he had the gun pointed out. He knew what he was doing. The gun jams. He's able to deal with the malfunction. So it looks like he's very proficient with how to use a firearm.
Police say the gunman took off on foot down an alleyway, then fled on an electric bike.
Clearer surveillance images of the possible suspect have emerged, and a building that person was near before the shooting has been searched. At a congressional hearing on the Trump assassination attempts, Texas Republican Pat Fallon accused the acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe of grandstanding at a 9/11 event in a bid to get the job full-time.
Congressman,
I was there
to show respect for a Secret Service member that died on 9/11.
Oh, that you're trying to be...
Do not invoke 9/11 for political purposes.
I'm invoking this...
You are, sir.
Gentlemen, I'm not.
A federal judge has rejected Boeing's agreement to plead guilty to fraud in the wake of two fatal 737 MAX crashes overseas. The aircraft maker and government now have 30 days to work out a new plan. The Justice